Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we've been reading through the Bible, and of course, also bringing messages in regard to dealing with the flesh, dealing with the spirit. This is the fifth in a series of dealing with the spirit. I'm talking about your spirit, the spirit of humans inside them, and how to make them powerful in the spirit of God. And this is part five, and I've already prayed when I was doing 1 Kings chapter 2, that God would anoint this, the entire message. And this was part of it, but there wasn't enough room on that other tape to put this. So we'll just go ahead right now. Okay, Sharon?
Dealing with the Spirit, part 5. The difference between dealing with the Spirit and dealing with our conscience. Dealing with the conscience and dealing with the Spirit are extremely delicate actions or dealings within us, and are seemingly difficult to understand, seemingly difficult to distinguish. However, when you compare them carefully, I mean carefully, you will realize that the objects of their dealings or their actions are different. Dealing with the Spirit emphatically emphasizes dealing with the impure intentions, the motives, and other mixtures that are satanic within our spirit.
Okay, so when we're dealing with the Spirit, the reason that we're doing that is to get rid of the impurities that are caused by his attempt to pass through the soul and the flesh, and also the different lusts of the world and the things that people observe in everyday life. But the conscience is quite different, because the conscience convicts you of the impurities or the mixtures of evil that are within the spirit. So that's the difference. One is the impurities, and the conscience is the one that convicts you of the impurities. Amen?
Amen.
So there's quite a difference between this dealing with the spirit and the conscience. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, or the conscience and the spirit. The spirit and the conscience. All right, go ahead.
While dealing with the conscience emphasizes dealing with the feeling of the conscience toward all the different satanic mixtures in the spirit must be pure.
The conscience must, the reason that we have a conscience is because we know the Word of God, and we know that it's true, and therefore our conscience convicts us, and the spirit, when the conscience is telling us that there's sin in the spirit, the conscience is telling us the spirit must be pure. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, that's what I'm saying there. Okay, then what?
For instance, if we consider a person who relates a certain matter to others, while this person is speaking, there is a bad motive hidden within that person. Afterwards, that person's conscience begins condemning her, causing her to feel that it was not right to speak with this bad motive.
Her or him. Okay. Then what?
This person confesses the matter before God, and thus he or she begins dealing with it, and the person begins dealing with it before others.
They begin dealing with their spirit with it, by the Spirit of God. Okay. The conscience tells us that there was something evil in the way that we were holding this conversation, or things in our mind that we were thinking while we were conversing. And the conscience convicts us of that, and so we confess it, and that's the beginning of dealing with that mixture of sin in the spirit. Okay? Then what?
At this point in time, that person has dealt with the matter of speaking these things to others with a bad motive, and this person has peace in her conscience.
His or her conscience.
Yet, this person has not dealt with the bad motive itself. Therefore...
Well, what is the motive? Why are you doing this? Why is your... what is it in your soul and in your flesh or in the world that has motivated your spirit to take on this action that your conscience has to convict you of? It. What's behind all this, in other words? Amen?
Amen.
And then what?
Therefore, that element, that satanic mixture, still remains within this person's spirit. The spirit must be clean when it comes forth. So the bad must come out of this spirit, though it will not be manifested as long as the person keeps quiet and doesn't do anything about releasing this person's spirit.
About releasing, we have to seek deeper within ourselves to find out what the motive is for this, and then let the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the cross, deal with it and get rid of it. Amen?
Amen.
To mortify it, to exterminate it. Then what?
However, as soon as this person, man or woman, mentions the same subject, the person's spirit being released because of confession, that particular motive, this satanic mixture, will automatically be brought forth. Later, when this person is enlightened and sees what an evil motive this person had, and that it should no longer remain within this person deals with that bad motive through the power of the Holy Spirit, of the Word, of the cross.
Or the Word or the cross. Those are typos. They deal with it by the Spirit, the Word, which is all the same, the cross. Okay, then what?
At this time, this person has not only dealt with their improper outward behavior, but also with the satanic mixture itself within her spirit or his spirit. In dealing with the outward behavior, as far as the behavior is concerned, it is dealing with sin. As far as the feeling of the conscience toward the behavior is concerned, it is dealing with the conscience, while dealing with the inward satanic mixture is the same as dealing with the spirit.
Right. In other words, your conscience, if your conscience is clear, or if your conscience your spirit is not clear, and your conscience is convicting you of it, then you clear the spirit by dealing with it, with the Holy Spirit, which is the same as the cross, or the Word of God, which is the same as the Spirit and the cross. Amen?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is the cross. Okay, what else?
Then you should continue this other picture or example. A brother is extremely dissatisfied with another brother, or a sister it could be as well. And this person may have many feelings of criticism and complaints. Although these feelings have not been expressed, yet within this person's conscience, this person realizes that this is not right. Therefore, he confesses this as sin before God.
You see people being angry at one another. A sister will be angry at their husband. And they'll say all kinds of derogatory things, and then later, when the Lord starts convicting them of it, then they realize that they were wrong. Amen?
Amen.
And then they come back and ask for an apology. But still, if they don't deal with this improper sinfulness in their spirit, it's always going to remain there and it's always going to crop up. Ourselves have to be dead. Our flesh has to be mortified. Everything, so that only the Spirit of God is operating in and through us. Okay? Then what?
This is this person's dealing with his own conscience. Nevertheless, this person is not willing to abandon those dissatisfied feelings and deal with his spirit and the satanic mixtures that are mixed in with his spirit that's supposed to be pure.
Yeah, these are the kind of people that come up to you and shake hands with you and squeeze it extra hard so that the ring leaves an imprint on the other finger with a grit on their teeth and say, "Forgive me, brother or sister." But they never deal with their spirit. They're not dead. Far from being mortified, the spirit is not reigning within them. Okay, and then what else?
Therefore, whenever this person is reminded of this brother or sister, or mentions the brother or sister, his or her spirit still contains these satanic mixtures, and is still a dissatisfied spirit full of criticism.
And still a very impure spirit. Okay, then what else? And so therefore can't come forth, you know. It comes forth, but when it does, it's impure. Because the soul and the flesh affect it too much. There's not enough buildup of the Lord inside the spirit, of the Holy Spirit within that spirit, to mortify the deeds or the corruption that is caused in the spirit from the soul and the flesh or the world. Okay, then what?
Up to this point, he or she has only dealt with the feeling of the conscience, but not the satanic mixture within their spirit. This person has only the experience of dealing with the conscience, but not the experience of dealing with the spirit. Therefore, he may have peace in his conscience, but the mixtures, these evils in his spirit, have still not been eliminated.
No, and that same problem is going to be there until it's mortified. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, I see some, yeah, I see some recognition. All right, then what else?
Not until this person receives mercy again and abandons the dissatisfaction hidden deep within this person so that there is no more of such a mixture in his or her spirit where they have once learned the lesson of dealing with the spirit. In conclusion, dealing with the conscience is only a matter of dealing with the feeling. You feel that you've done something wrong, and you deal with it that you get rid of that which is wrong. So no,
you apologize or something, but that is superficial. It's very shallow. You have to get rid of the problem. You can take some kind of medication to quiet the pain of cancer, but it doesn't get rid of the cancer. The cancer is still there. Amen. Okay, then what?
So you need to deal with the spirit, the mixture inside your spirit, the wrong thing in your spirit, in order to deal with the evil mixture within your spirit.
To get rid of it, to dealing with it means to get rid of it, to mortify it, to exterminate it, so that the Lord, so that your spirit can come forth with the Lord, yoked together to do his work. Okay, then what else?
It is only when the evil mixture is dealt with that the root of the matter is treated and eliminated. Therefore, dealing with the spirit is deeper and more severe than dealing with the conscience. The conscience tells us what's wrong, that we did something wrong, but it doesn't get rid of the evil that's in the spirit. So dealing with the conscience is but a lesson in the second stage of the spiritual experience of life, whereas dealing with the spirit can only be experienced at the end of the third stage.
Right, these messages are so important because they are the stages of your life, your eternal life. If you don't get rid of, if you don't, by the cross or the power of God, the Spirit, the Word, eliminate, exterminate these things, then you're not going to make it. So it's something that isn't, well, we should do it, but you, if you want to get into heaven, you must do it. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so keep these things first and foremost in your mind all the time, all these lessons, because they're your life, your eternal life. And until part six, I keep meditating on these things, which will be, Lord willing, tomorrow. This is Tony Alamo, your pastor, and if I'm not, I want to be, stating good night, God bless, and praise the Lord.